And this goes back to 1928 was when they first identified this powerful relationship between copper in the diet and iron in the liver. And a team of scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, headed up by Dr. Hart, denied copper to rodents. And what they discovered was that iron was building in the liver of those same rodents. And it was at the time, it was one of the most earth-shattering findings of its day. They should have gotten a Nobel Prize for it, but they didn't. But what's interesting is that about 100 years later, so we go from 1928 to 2021, another team of scientists headed up by Kim and Gonzalez, they decided to approach it genetically. And they identified 10 genes that have a relationship with each other, but also have three of them are dealing with zinc, three of them are dealing with copper, and four were dealing with iron. And they wanted to see, in the face of copper deficiency, is there any change in expression of those 10 genes? And there was only one gene that changed, and it's called ferritin light chain. And you've been told that you have low ferritin. Well, there's actually two types of ferritin in the body. There's light chain and heavy chain. Heavy chain requires copper to work properly. Light chain, not so much. And in the face of copper deficiency, the ferritin light chain took off like a rocket. And where does it express itself? In our liver. So it took almost 100 years to prove genetically that Drs. Hart and his team in Wisconsin were absolutely correct in their conclusions.